Michigan Common Sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
All right, welcome back to it. It's 33 after on a Wednesday. Steve Gruber Show, glad to have you here. Don't normally take a guest for as long as we've been with Bob Delaney, the environmental specialist from the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, but we just felt as a team that this was that important of a story, that with at least 30 hot spots identified for water, groundwater contamination in the state, and all the attention at Rockford, we thought it was time to show that it's not just Rockford, that it's also Wordsmith Air Force Base, Camp Grayling, Selfridge, Sawyer, Kellogg, Alpena, a host of other places connected to manufacturing, the oil industry and refineries. It's all over. The hotline number is 888-900-9966. I'm going to start with Mike in New York and see if we can get a question here. Mike, thank you for listening. What's on your mind?
Steve. First of all, when you said you paid $150 for your water testing, was it tested for priority pollutants? And that's sort of leads to my question for these gentlemen. As far as municipality and well water, both as far as the treatment and he was about to mention which of the chemicals are going to cause diseases. If you have petroleum distillate products going into the ground into your water, you're worried about cancer. I wonder what other diseases he's talking about other than E. coli, which they take care of with chlorination. And that leads to another problem at the treatment plants. When they overchlorinate, doesn't that also cause potential problems?
All right, Mike, good questions for us there. First of all, I'm going to couple that with a question I got online here on social media. Can municipal water supplies, first of all, can they do treatment? Are any in Michigan doing treatment? That's the two-part question. Then to Mike's question, what diseases are out there? And I think you've said you're not quite sure exactly, but there are correlations now. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, municipalities are treating water for a variety of things, but generally they're not treating with the kind of technology you need to take these chemicals out of the water. There are some systems now across the nation where they are putting in activated carbon systems to treat the water before it goes out to consumers, but generally that's not the case.
Large scale and expensive. And again, some of the diseases correlated with these PFOAs, PFAS, PFAS, PFCs, these are long chain carbons with fluorine attachments. They're almost indestructible. They are not naturally occurring. They have a long shelf life and a tendency to migrate. And before we go to our next call, just some of the diseases that seem to have an association with these chemicals.
Well, one of the challenges today is when you have something like cancer, it's really obvious. If you have, you go paralyzed, it's really obvious. But if you have a disease like fibromyalgia, or you have maybe obesity or mitochondrial disease, a lot of these weird diseases that we're seeing nowadays, there's no real, the public's just not aware that, hey, this could be caused by chemicals.
Or what if you had a decrease in IQ of 10 or 15 or 20 points? It may not be readily noticeable.
So exactly.
Hold that
exactly.
Thought right there. Let's go to Bill standing by on the hotline in Ann Arbor. Bill, what is your question or comment today?
Yeah, hi, Steve. Love your show. I have a place on Lake Manhattan in Oscoda. Back in 92, when they closed that base, the government ran city water around the whole lake because of this problem. They knew about it back then. My question is my kids grew up swimming in that lake, and now my grandkids. I noticed foam on the lake, a few times a year. Do I have to be concerned with my kids and grandkids swimming in that water?
Well, there was a... generally, the swimming in water contact isn't a problem. The foams, they recently, the health department, I'm not sure if it's health department number two up there, the district, or our health department, but they issued an advisory not to eat the foams. So I don't know that anybody was going to eat the foams.
Well,
anyway,
they are kids. So the kids playing, and if you have a 3 or 4 year old running around, do not eat. Don't play with it, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And Bill, so you grew up in that area, had kids in that area. I guess my advice would be, approach it with caution. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate the call. 888-900-9966. But I guess, you're playing with that foam, you get to messing with it, and if you're going swimming, everybody gets, water in the mouth, right? And so forth, right? There's got to be some, as a grandfather, I can feel his concern there.
Yeah. Yeah, they account for incidental ingestion. So you're going to get a little bit when you're swimming or anything time in your mouth. The levels in the water are sufficiently low, and we don't swim that often that they consider it not a threat.
Well, let me ask you this, because they're at Wordsmith in Oscoda. They did a test area where they had fires, and they did their practicing, right? Mm-hmm. And there's just a tremendous amount of this foam put into the earth.
Right.
The place where you found the black sludge-looking substance you said earlier here in the program. So my question then becomes, you know, this plume, it doesn't go away here in a week or a month or a year. It doesn't go away probably in my lifetime, probably in my kid's lifetime. I mean, at what point does that facility become safe again? Maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. It's not a rhetorical question. At what point does it, you know, that it's been there sufficiently long enough that it's safe?
Yeah, I won't make a joke of it, but it's going to be here. It's going to be here for longer than us, for sure.
I mean, longer than us.
Yeah, stuff's indestructible. I mean, they use it in the space industry because it won't even change shape. It's perfect for
the molecular structure remains intact uncompromised for extended periods, hundreds of years.
Right. That's why
that's reassuring.
Yeah. Well, that's why the chemistry is so unique and so useful to us. I mean, there's so many uses for this chemistry, and we're not going to get away from it.
All right. So here's why. Anybody wants to check in, you still can. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Here's where I want to go for the balance of the program, and that is, what can we do from where we're standing going forward, Bob? What can we do starting right now today? What can the state do, the DEQ, the Environmental Protection Agency, local health departments like you just mentioned, individual homeowners, school districts? I don't care who it is. Who can step up and make a difference, and where do we start?
We start with, you know, just first grappling with the problem, going out and understanding it. Because like I say, we Americans, with God's help, we can solve our problems. Just have to face them.
Hold that thought. Let's face Jeff from Kalamazoo next on the hotline. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Okay, you were talking about energy earlier, and now you're talking about pollution. And my answer is what's called a system called plasma gasification trash to energy, where you take garbage, you dump it into the system, and it goes through a plasma field that reduces it down to its molecular level and molecular level.
I'm a little lost, Jeff. You get to your question real quick. Get to your question real quick, because I don't know where you're going.
Well, it's not a question. It's more like a statement.
I appreciate you calling in. We're taking questions right now. The hotline number is 888-900-9960. I'm not sure what the plasma field is that he's in today, unless you had an idea of where he was going there.
Well, not with regard to these contaminants. I know where he's going, but it's on energy.
Right.
And how do you get energy and how you transfer garbage to energy.
I understand that. Hold that thought in the next callers. 888-900-9966. We're going to finish up with Bob here and take your phone calls. 888-900-9966. I would say it's more like if you put these chemicals out there and you don't behave mindfully, they will permeate the environment. That's the plasma field I know they're going to go into. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday. We'll be right back.